Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about Facebook ads, a topic that is always very, very popular amongst the discussions we have when it comes to business coaching. Do you need Facebook ads to successfully build an online coaching business? As we go through this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you my experience from working with hundreds of business owners, online coaches, even personal trainers and gym owners over the last 15 years. I'm also going to share my experience with you having built my own business. Now, do I run Facebook ads? Do me and my team run Facebook ads? Yes, we do. We have ads on different platforms, but I'm going to build up to why we do. Facebook ads, in a lot of cases, people will think that it is this incredibly magic platform. However, there are some key principles and understandings that have to be in place first before you even consider using something like Facebook ads. So let's rewind a little bit. Let's actually look at what you're doing when you have a Facebook ad. And then later into this episode, I'm going to tell you whether I agree with using them or not at your level. So the first thing we need to understand is that Facebook ads, it's marketing at the end of the day. And when you are a marketer, there are some fundamental things that you need to have, know, and be able to do, regardless of Facebook ads or not. We've talked about this in so many previous videos, podcast episodes, stories that I've done before, that one of the most important skills that you as a fitness professional need to develop is understanding your target audience, your avatar. Understanding how to create content and package up into an offer that is desirable by your target audience. So we've got to market, we've got to present content, we've got to speak clearly to our target audience, and we've got to learn how to create captivating and engaging content and learn what your audience actually are attracted by. We've got to understand your target audience. We've got to understand their challenges, their pain points. We've got to understand what they believe to be true. And what I mean by that is we've got to understand when people are walking around right now, they know they've got a problem, but why are people not taking action to get to where they want to be? They're not taking action because they either think that it's too hard to achieve something, they think it's not possible for them, they think that the information that they need to learn is too complicated, they think that it's reserved for certain types of people in life to achieve the things they want to achieve. So one of the things that we have to do within our content and our messaging is start to learn how to actually get this across. You as a fitness professional need to be confident. You need to be certain. You need to understand the fundamental principles around copywriting. You need to understand, like I'm doing right now, how to speak on video. Why am I actually creating this video for you today? Because I know it's a problem that exists. I see so many fitness professionals spending thousands of pounds on Facebook ads and having nothing to show for it because they feel that doing organic marketing isn't the way ahead. I'm here to tell you right now that I've grown a very successful brand off the back of my personal brand, a successful business, should I say, off the back of my personal brand. So I've been able to build something of myself that people want from me. I've been able to market, create videos, create YouTube channels, create podcasts, in order to be able to capture the attention of the fitness industry. And in doing so, then presented the fitness industry with an offer, a product, or a service. Now, throughout this whole journey, whether it's been through Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or through email, I've been able to assess what's working, what's not working. I've been able to understand my target audience. And in doing so, I've developed the skills of understanding how to attract attention from my target audience. So I've learned organically what works, what doesn't work, when people engage with me the most, whether or not my product or offer is something that is attractive to my target audience. So what I'm going to say to you at this point is, every one of you watching this video right now must, or listening on iTunes, must understand your target audience, understand how to market to your target audience organically, and be able to make sales to your target audience. Because you, for free, have learned how to attract attention, how to nurture a relationship, how to drive somebody to a sales call, and how to actually close on the call with your product or offer. So you've learned how to do this organically. Now, let's look at Facebook ads. Facebook ads is a marketing platform where, again, you're getting attention through video, through copy, through photos, and you're getting that attention onto either messaging, either to watch a video, either to go to a landing page, either to go and download something for free. But if you have not worked out how to make sure that that process works organically, you could end up spending thousands and thousands of pounds on Facebook ads, trying to learn how to do something at an extreme cost when you could have actually spent a lot of your time organically learning how to do that first. So if you think of business growth, I would always say this: foundations, systems, watch what works, test what works for free, bring clients in, build your business, and then we want to scale it somewhat. We want to reach more people with what works. We want to reach more people with our results. We want to reach more people with our offer. But we know what works organically. So what we can start to do is to drop that into Facebook ads. And then by testing, start to see which parts of our content that's already been proven to work works well on the ads. And then you need the skill in Facebook ads of constantly changing the creative. The creative is the graphics you use, the videos you use, the copy needs changing. But if you're not skilled in creating varying degrees of content and written form, if you're not skilled in creating different photos, if you're not skilled in creating different videos, and you can't do that frequently enough, then your ads are just going to fail. And you're going to keep putting more money behind the ad trying to make that one ad work, but it won't work. Because you haven't got the skill of writing different copy, creating different videos, and creating different graphics, which is something that you will build over time. And so understand this. What's Mark's viewpoint on running Facebook ads? Do you need them? Well, I'll tell you this. We do not have people in our coaching program running paid ads until they've reached at least 25,000 turnover per month. That's UK, or as the pound and the dollar are very similar quite now, it's about 25,000 UK US dollars. So you convert that into your own currency and you'll realize that we have a very, very, very successful proven formula for helping fitness professionals build their online business without Facebook ads. Now, when we get to that point around 20,000 to 25,000 and we start to then inject more energy and focus into the ads, we then start to scale. We start to get more attention. We start to get more email addresses. We start to drive people to more landing pages. We start to receive more messages. And then we can put energy and effort into scaling an extra part of the business that's already proven to work. So understand this from me. Do you need Facebook ads? At some point in your business, advertising your business becomes very valuable. But make sure the organic works first, before you start putting too much effort and, in a lot of cases, losing a lot of money on Facebook ads. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, please click like and subscribe. Please help more people to find this channel. And if you're listening, as always, on iTunes, I'm very grateful for all for your support. Please go to my Instagram page, click the link in the bio, or send me a DM if you need any help. For now, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.